Yeah. It is. It's kind of funny. We started this thing in May, and we've had a great run all across America, across Europe. And I just want to thank everybody here for appreciating what we do as much as you do and let us do this for a living. And it was kind of cool. We've been going over, and we've done Paris for about 10 years now, just because it's fun. And yeah, I'm a Francophile, and I like it. And but a lot of people went over, and I was visiting the apothecary shop yesterday. We have business in this state now, you know. And I ran into a lot of people that came over and saw all four shows in Dublin and London and two in Paris, and they called themselves the Quadra Parrothead people. So for you who did all that, here's a little song. If you couldn't come, come sometime, but I'm going to take you to Paris right now. Went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheeses put his ambitions at bay. Summers and winter scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. Time flies. Then he went to England, played the piano, and married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life. She was a good wife and bore him a young son named Jim. And all of the answers and all the questions he locked in his attic one day. 'Cause he liked the quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. Bombs took his lady and left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was recalling answers he'd never found. So he hopped on a freighter, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the islands, fishes the pilings, drinks that green label each day, writing his memoirs, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. 'Cause through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and say, Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it tragic, but I had a good life all the way. To the 86-year-old Willie Nelson, who had a good life all the way. I'll do this song for Willie. He went to Paris, looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. Welcome to Paris.
Yeah.
Woo. Well, we